The Money Show. The
Markets. Gary McNamara, Portfolio Manager at Sunland Private Wealth, is with us on this Friday evening. And Gary, they say a week's a long time in politics. It feels like a moment in markets. And we're in a fundamentally different place today than we were this time last week. The rand is, what, 4 or 5 percentage points stronger against the dollar and the pound, and better off against the euro as well. There's been a big turn back to SA Inc. shares of retailers and banks, and a bit of a falling off in the rand hedge counters, naturally, as the rand has strengthened. It feels like a different place.
Absolutely, Bruce. It's like a coiled spring. It was a completely different place last week. There didn't seem to be any solution to the power crisis. The rand looked like a one-way bet. And we all were talking about it being overdone on a relative inflation-adjusted basis relative to our trading partners. But, wow, it's been a quick turnaround this week. And as you say, SA Inc. has really recovered nicely from the banking side to the retail side. And as you say, the rand hedges have really taken a little bit of heat away from the market, but I think we'll take it this week, and I think everybody's feeling a little bit better that there is a little bit better strategy in terms of the way we're going forward on power, because that's been the biggest issue over the last month or so.
It's the single biggest deal breaker for our entire economy. Don't get the power, you don't get the investment, you don't get the opportunities, you don't get the jobs, you don't get the hope, you get misery and just a descent into deeper levels of gloom. And it's amazing what a little bit of a little bit of flickering light can do to one's mood. Not doing much good though for the Foschini Group. The Foschini Group is very grumpy about the power outages, and it's putting on hold any scheduled expansion for now until it gets some better clarity on the energy outlook, and that's, I guess, understandable.
Absolutely, Bruce. The results actually weren't bad that they released today, but it was up until March, and they do say that it's significantly deteriorated in April and May, and that's really when we've really seen quite a significant setback in the power supply. And we've seen this across the retail sector. I think some of the clothing retailers have been less affected. Their margins are down at a gross level of about 0.6, but obviously at a net level, when they've got to start burning power, it does have a much bigger impact. But we've seen some of the cold chain food retailers and that being much more severely impacted. So we'll take the reprieve this week, but we're not out of the woods yet. And they are holding back on investment, and they are cutting back on working capital and all of those. And those type of things create jobs. So people aren't investing. Even though we've had a better week and we've had less load shedding, we're not out of the woods yet. And I think until we can get a really clear plan that we're not going to have ongoing load shedding, it's very difficult to commit and invest and create jobs.
No, this is why it's so important that this problem is resolved, because the moment people stop investing, to restart it is a bit like, I don't know, when a steam train starts out of a station, or any train starts out of a station with a big, with 20 carriages behind it, it takes time to get the traction and to get moving and then get up to full speed again. And what these guys have done is hit the buffers and gone, no more investment right now. We'll watch and wait and see. And yes, sure, they'll open the taps at some point in the future, but it pushes us back, months, years possibly, in terms of development.
And they're not the only ones, Bruce. It's everybody that, it's very difficult to commit to any sort of expansion if you just don't have security of supply of energy, because we need it across any industry. Obviously, retailers, food chain is much more affected, but, solar can only solve so much of your issue, and we need certainty, and that's what people want to invest, and they need confidence from that perspective.
Well, the sense that retailers may save a little bit of money this winter. Chris Yelland was just on talking about electricity supply and saying, traditionally we do have less load shedding in winter because there is all of the maintenance that happens in summer. Then the maintenance is suspended and you then use the network as it's meant to be used. And he's anticipating less load shedding this winter than we've had in the last 3 to 6 months. And therefore there should be some cash savings for large companies. And that's ultimately positive for everybody, right?
Absolutely, Bruce, but the one thing that we all still need to talk about is that, the inflation oracle has not gone away, and I think the consumers are still battling in terms of interest rate increases. We've had 475 basis points over a 12-month period. If you've got a 2 million rand bond, it's 10,000 rand a month that you've got to find somewhere. which is a significant amount of money for a lot of retail consumers. And that's where you also see the Fashini Group. We've seen it across the board. There's not a lot of consumer demand. And sure, we had to raise interest rates because we probably had them too low, but that's also going to make it a very cold winter for some of these companies, and the consumer's not out of the woods yet. I think we're still under a lot of pressure in terms of those interest rate cycles.
Gary McNamara, thank you. He's a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. I'm pushing the wrong buttons this evening. Gary McNamara at Sanlam Private Wealth tonight.